Ellie groaned and stretched under the warm covers. Why was her head pounding as though a hammer was trying to pummel a gaping hole into her skull? She hadn't been out in the wet and cold yesterday. But somehow, had she become ill? How much wine had she drunk? Certainly not enough to give her this bad of a head. With a palm pressed to her forehead, she paused. Wait, how had she gotten back to her bed? Oh, hopefully Oliver hadn't found her passed out in front of that stupid mirror and been forced to drag her up to her room. He should have thrown a duvet over her and left her to sleep on the floor. Lizzie, thank God! She froze. Whose voice was that? And what were they doing in her room? And who was Lizzie? She cracked one eyelid. Bright, almost white light flooded her line of vision with the pale skin and blonde hair of a young woman hovering over her. Both eyes flew open and she gasped. What the... Who... Her head darted in all directions. This wasn't her room. The walls were covered with a white fabric decorated with a muted green foliage. The sole window was covered in flimsy cotton draperies that allowed a fair amount of light to filter into the bedchamber. When her gaze returned to the blonde, the young lady stared at her with a creased forehead. Lizzie? She flinched as the bed dipped, then squeezed her eyes closed and breathed. Flinching had been a horrible idea. It only made the throbbing in her temples worsen. One eye opened for a peek. The same beautiful young woman still sat beside her, making Ellie squeeze her eyelids as tightly closed as possible once again. She was losing it. Had she any separation between reality and the fiction her mind was creating? This was all too bizarre for words. A cool hand pressed against her forehead, just as Oliver's had a mere 2 days ago. She shifted away and gave the woman what was hopefully her fiercest glare. Who are you? The lady frowned and moved her hands to Ellie's cheeks.
Why, Lizzie, it's me, Jane. Do you not remember?
Who? Once again, she ducked back from the lady's, Jane's, hands. When she jerked further away, Jane cried out and grabbed her just as she began to slip from the edge of the mattress.
You truly do not remember, do you?
Sorry, but no! She wrenched her arms from the woman's grasp and crossed them over her chest, huddling against the headboard. Jane's eyebrows drew together a bit.
Perhaps I should fetch you some water.
Water sounds good. While Jane turned to a tray on a table against the wall, Ellie scanned the room once more.
Where was she?
Her gaze crossed back to Jane, who was wearing a dress similar to the one she'd seen in the mirror, complete with an empire waist and a long flowing skirt. When Jane returned, she handed Ellie a cup that she brought to her lips to take a large mouthful. But the moment the liquid touched her tongue, she spewed the contents all over the duvet.
Bloody hell! Did you put wine in the water?
The lady's eyes bugged and her mouth opened and closed several times.
Perhaps you would prefer tea, she said hoarsely.
She hurried out and Ellie glanced down into the cup before she set it on the bedside table.
What was going on?
She was in a strange room with a strange woman giving her wine mixed with water instead of a simple glass of water. Had Oliver sent her to some hospital? Good Lord, could he have had her committed? No, wait, that was a ridiculous notion. No hospital would give her wine. They'd be medicating her within an inch of her life. The nurses also wouldn't be in Regency period gowns, but wearing uniforms typical of the NHS. She lifted the covers. They had a sheet and a duvet covering her. Or was that a quilt? No one in Europe used a top sheet anymore. In fact, she hadn't seen a top sheet since she'd lived in America for university. She sat straight up and pinched the fabric covering her chest, rubbing the thin material. A white cotton nightgown? Who wore those, except little girls with plaits and ringlets? With frantic movements, she shoved off the covers and swung around.